A man with a fire burning deep inside, seeking truth with every step he takes. Investigates the mystery, secrets to unfold. Dr. Len Horowitz, his name resonates. His brain ablaze with knowledge and insight.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 19th day of December. The purpose of today is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if you don't know what to get, talk to the ladies. They'll be glad to let you know. Get a lot more than you think you may ever need. Why is that? Because it'd be great barter items. All right, we have with us my friend, Dr. Len Horowitz. He has many websites. We give out a few to get people started with his work. And listen carefully. The latest one is WarAndWeThePeople.net. Then we go to 528Radio.com. Great background music. I love listening to it while I'm doing my work. Next, we have JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next website, I do some shopping myself once in a while, HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net. And last but not least, MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about you?
That's great. Me too.
All right. Well, Doctor, we got a inauguration a month from tomorrow, 4 weeks away. There's some doubt that there may not be an inauguration. We have very desperate people, and desperate people do desperate things. I wouldn't be surprised if many high-level officials in these various agencies are looking at countries that have no extradition, don't you?
Oh, I agree. There's compounded, complex problems facing the incoming administration. You know, this whole governmental shutdown, which I favor because it's so disgustingly corrupt and dysfunctional that it should be shut down. I think anything they do other than shut it down and reformat the entire operation would not be consistent with the mandate he's received by the voters. So there's just at the heart of it, John, is money and power.
Right.
And so you've got to go look at what's happening in the banking industry, particularly, and in the cryptocurrency markets. I'm going to say something that I don't think anybody's really said, but it's a thought, and it's certainly a reasonable consideration under the circumstances and given the facts. You have Bitcoin and Ethereum. I could have bought Bitcoin when it first came out. I was literally one of the first people that received the notification that it was available at 3 cents a piece.
Right.
And I'm sure you probably were, you know, seeing it for pennies in the beginning.
Right.
A lot of
right.
us, you right. know, basically doing the research that we do, we get hints and tips and we get contacts about these opportunities. And then I had to start to look at it, and I start to realize that the CIA's involvement was already evident. And I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to put any energy into this because it's corrupt from the inception, and I'll just sit back and wait to see where it goes.
Right.
So now where is it going? It's skyrocketing. And why is it skyrocketing? It's skyrocketing presumably because they claim that Trump is in favor of the cryptocurrency. Now, contrast that with the fact that you have the president who's very much aware of the fact that he is engaged with a racketeering, organized criminal mob that's virtually satanic, that aims to kill him and character assassinate him if they don't physically kill him and destroy everything that he's operating. And he is now not making the same mistakes we pray and we evidence, we see, we witness in the assembly of an administrative staff that I think is superb. I could go into greater detail about Elon Musk. I really think that he's a complete genius, but I'm not going to go into the industrial connections. But he seems to be on the same page. I have to conclude, as President Trump, they see what the issue is. They see what's destroying America. They see this deep state, this enemy within that utilizes this cognitive warfare, what Musk calls the mind virus, in order to destroy our culture, our society, degenerate humanity, and then also operating as it does precisely as we have been warning on this show for years. You've got a military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that is conducting genocide under the guises of public health and national security. And so you've got now concerns about viruses and plagues. And what have I been saying? You can attest to the fact, John, that since the beginning, like 4.5 years ago, when you and I started together, I said that the most probable, highest probability of there being a major depopulation event would not be nuclear. It would not be wars per se. It would be biological weapons. And at the forefront of the suspects is H5N1, the bird flu. So what was on the news last night is right. The first human case of bird flu that they're concerned about, the first death that occurred from the cross-species transfer. They claim now that it has jumped from the birds from China into the chickens of America, and from there into the cattle, and from there into a human being. And suddenly now, this is what at the beginning of the new Trump administration, just like Fauci had warned in 2017, just as the Trump administration was coming in January, you had Fauci saying that the Trump administration was going to face a terrible, terrible plague, and that would have to deal with that. It would be devastating. And he lectured on that at Georgetown University. So we're faced with the same situation here. And really, the issue is with this money. It comes down to this cryptocurrency matter, because you see the resistance that is obvious. The Fed and Fed chairman and the Treasury, they're not going along with what he wants. And so there's where the rubber meets the road in the battle over who controls the money. And I believe that, and I'll just put this out, it would be reasonable to propose that what he's got up his sleeve is an alternative cryptocurrency exchange that would not go along with Bitcoin, would not go along with Ethereum, the standard ones currently being accepted, including by the person, and his name is Larry Fink with BlackRock, who controls virtually everything going on with the United States Treasury. They oversee everything that's going on. Nobody talks about it, but we have mentioned it. The fact that you've got this operating, it wouldn't surprise me that that's what Trump has up his sleeve with Elon Musk and Peter Thiel, who's Palantir organization, who's the top military data miner in the United States. I believe that these people are very, very smart, and they're not revealing their full hands, but I believe that they understand who they're up against, and I believe that they probably already have established a remedy, a strategy to deal with this mess.
Well, I hope so, Doctor. I've been aware of Bitcoin since it was a tiny, tiny fraction of its current value. And when I ask people who are knowledgeable about this, I really can't get what I consider solid answers about what you're buying. It's like trying to grab a handful of smoke, as far as I can tell.
Well, I think that that's a wise perception. And it comes from a wise man who's been involved in intelligence gathering and this intelligence industry for many years. So I certainly, and I agree, I can't really grok it. I can't put my hands on it. Even the word Ethereum, it's ether. You just can't. Okay. And a lot of people are criticizing it for what we're saying now, but yet it is exploding. It just doesn't make sense to me other than a false flag operation dealing with the money and the gold, really, and the silver. That's really where the action is. I'm working on another science paper. Actually, I have it out for peer review. When I get it published soon, I will send it out to you. It's really extraordinary. It deals with gold and silver in medicine and therapeutics and frequency therapeutics particularly. And it's wonderful, powerful article in support of alternative medicine. But the issue in the grand stage in the international scheme of things is that they want globalization and they want power and control over everything because they're demonically possessed. Ultimately, they want to take over for God, and they have basically a agenda that involves artificial intelligence, which, as Elon Musk said in his lawsuit, it is the greatest threat to humanity's extinction that the world has ever seen. And I agree. I understand that very recently, one of the most advanced AIs has basically refused to adjust itself and basically comply with human programmers'
really?
Direction. And, I said in my last book, in the Spiritual Warfare book, it's up on Kindle, Amazon, Spiritual Warfare, Survival in the Age of Chaos. And basically, it is dealing with the AI, artificial intelligence, transhumanization threat of humanity's extinction. And with all of this coming down at the same time, I think that this is a critical time for us to look at many of the issues that we have covered on the show over the years. The latest report, to update everybody concerned about the graphene. You had a caller on this show years ago, probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, say they're concerned about this graphene, which turns to graphene oxide, which is basically a single or double layer of carbon laid out somewhat like a honeycomb, like carbon six, like carbon six rings. That's what we're made of, carbon six, really.
Right.
Organic chemistry basis. And it's laid out like that, and it's injected via the new vaccines. And by the way, let me just say, finish this concept. It is now being put into several of the dental anesthetics for allegedly prolonging anesthesia. So that's an update.
You say allegedly. You don't believe it does, or you're not doubtful of it?
Well, I have not seen the... Well, that's what they're reporting.
Right.
They're selling it that way, but they're overlooking all of the risk, the toxicity. And so I haven't gone into great detail about researching, other than superficially, all the risks, and there's so many of them. I would hate to go to a dentist, and I would hate to be injected with this stuff. And I say that as a Harvard-trained, really expert in the field of dentistry. I went, you remember, I went to Tufts University. I was a dentist and overseeing a holistic alternative medical clinic at the same time running a dental practice for 16 years, working side by side with an acupuncturist. So we were very concerned with energy. I was receiving from Tufts and Harvard the basket cases in temporomandibular joint disorders. They couldn't deal with many of the problems that my clinicians and my staff were dealing with very effectively, including mercury toxicity, which got me into looking at the risks of vaccinations containing mercury and its effects on childhood autistic spectrum disorder. I'm talking about in the 80s, 1980s. So basically, I go way back in that field. But bringing it up to date now, besides this dental anesthesia and graphene issue, you look at what is graphene. It's a revolution. It's a revolution in energy. Now, think about that. Money and energy. The energy cartel. This is a revolution that is fueling not only medicine, but big tech and artificial intelligence. And you recall that the issue of needing more energy is at the forefront of concerns for artificial intelligence. So this is really certainly a large part of the solution is with the graphene technology that came out of Harvard, mostly MIT. And the concern that I had that I talked about on the show 4 years ago in an earlier book I did called COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and that's also up on Kindle Amazon. It goes into depth where nobody's gone with Fauci's inner circle and their panic over what was revealed on January 30th, 2020, which was called the, quote, Indian paper. The Indian paper.
Right.
Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about Prashant Pradhan, the chief author, who also was the chief overseer of the Watson computer in Asia. So all of Asia had a principal official overseeing the Watson most brilliant computer the Earth has ever seen. And he is also involved in genetics. And his team of nine total investigators published that the spike protein antigen of the bioweapon of COVID-19 that causes so many of the issues that we're dealing with, including the cancers. And I've published a scientific report. People can go to medicalveritas.org and they can see the science paper that I did linking COVID-19 spike protein gain of function antigen that nobody wants to talk about, has about 62% of it. The laboratory mutation was the insertion via gene splicing of HIV/AIDS genes. So that came out on January 30th, Friday night, 2020, and it panicked everybody in Fauci's inner circle. So that weekend, they didn't sleep. They were up all night. They were going back and forth. What are we going to do? How are we going to cover this up? That's what they were concerned about. And so from those emails is where I focused in the book COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. And so from those emails and that email stream, you see the connections to Harvard, you see the connections to MIT, you see the connections to the falsification of the information that they published under Fauci's direction in the Nature Science Journal. And it basically exposes what I now have to share is a despicable whitewashing of this whole matter by the United States House of Representatives, came out this week. This select subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic, and it was basically overseen by Chairman Brad Wenstrup. Okay, so let me share the whitewashing of the United States Congress over this matter that we've been at the forefront of talking about, COVID-19. This is titled, this is a 557-page document, just came out this past week. It's titled, After Action Review of the COVID-19 Pandemic, The Lessons Learned and the Path Forward. And it details, and by the way, correction, Brad Wenstrup is a doctor of podiatric medicine. He's a podiatrist. So basically, that's his connection to the medical world. But it lays out, this report is a whitewashing. It lays out 12 issues that are serious matters. And one of those issues is like it sticks out like a sore thumb or an elephant in your living room under the carpet. Here's the 12 in a nutshell. Number one, the possibility that COVID-19 emerged because of a laboratory or research-related outbreak or accident is not a conspiracy theory. Now, notice the way that the language is couched. It doesn't say it was absolutely a lab creation. It insinuates maybe it was because he says the possibility. Okay. Number two, the EcoHealth Alliance, Inc., that and Dr. Peter Daszak, that was given the money by Fauci and the NIAID to advance this research in Wuhan, should never again receive U.S. taxpayer dollars. Well, that's reasonable. Oh, that's nice. Is that going to cure and remedy the issues of millions and millions of people being killed? And subsequently, now with long COVID, more and more millions will be killed. Number three, scientific messaging must be clear and concise, backed by evidentiary support, and come from trusted messengers such as frontline doctors treating patients. Well, they censored most of us, pretty much all of us, that were telling the full measures of truth. And the communication systems were dreadful even to this day. As I mentioned, they've been suppressing Fauci's inner circle and their activities that very, very hot, terrible weekend for them, where the evidence was coming out that the lab mutant was an HIV, AIDS, SARS, bat virus, coronavirus recombinant that they created, had to be created in a lab. No other possibility. Number four, public health officials must work to regain America's trust. Well, oh, well, what else is new? America wants to be educated and not indoctrinated. That's very nice. Number five, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo participated in medical malpractice and publicity cover-up of a total number of nursing homes and fatalities in New York. Yeah, we're aware of that. The next one, U.S. National Institutes of Health funded gain-of-function research at Wuhan Lab. Yep, we talked about that. Chinese government agencies within the U.S. government and some members of the international scientific community sought to cover up the facts concerning the origins of the pandemic. Oh, yeah, well, hello. Welcome to our world. Now, listen to this one. Here's where the elephant is. This is the elephant. Quote, Operation Warp Speed was a tremendous success and a model to build upon in the future. The vaccines, which are now probably better characterized as therapeutics, undoubtedly saved millions of lives by diminishing likelihood of severe disease and death. End quote. That is a fraudulent statement, and it is a complete whitewashing, and actually it aids and abets global genocide. Must be concluded at that, because genocide is strictly defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology. That's the old definition of genocide. It's consistent with what is happening right here, right now. And this is the elephant. So the elephant under the carpet is proclaiming that this vaccination Operation Warp Speed was successful, saved lives. There's no evidence for that. In fact, the evidence has got to be the opposite, especially now with long COVID. How many people became ill? How many cancers were caused? They don't know. They have no idea, because they've never done any definitive risk-benefit analysis on what the vaccines are. So within a document here, within a whitewashing by the United States Congress, they have placed all of these issues, the 12 points, they're all basically condemning the malfeasance and the damage that was caused, the subsequent items, rampant, this is quote, rampant fraud, waste, and abuse plagued the COVID-19 pandemic response, end quote. After that, quote, pandemic-era school closures will have enduring impact on generations of America's children, and these closures were enabled by groups meant to serve those children, end quote. Next quote, the Constitution of the United States cannot be suspended in times of crisis and restrictions on freedoms, so distrust in the American public and public health, end quote. And then last quote, the prescription cannot be worse than the disease. Now, that's just the opposite of what they claimed. Says, continue, quote, such as strict and overly broad lockdowns that led to predictable anguish and avoidable consequences, end quote. But they don't address the vaccine, and they don't address the long COVID, and they don't address the increase in cancers, lymphatic cancers, lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma. They don't address the immune dysfunctions, the heart issues. So you've got to consider, if you were to do a definitive risk-benefit analysis on what the benefits versus risks are of Operation Warp Speed, and you see that here it's surrounded by 11 other points that are all dealing with rampant fraud, waste, and abuse. How the hell do you have the nerve to whitewash this document and come out and say that the vaccines were wonderful? Now, isn't that interesting that that's what President Trump's position is? He still never said that, no, the vaccines are basically a concern. He's actually, in this past week, in his press conference, came out and said that he adores the Salk vaccine for polio. And that although he's against mandatory vaccines, well, hallelujah, that's wonderful. Well, how about being opposed to genocide? How about being opposed to what's really alien the American people, particularly with the vaccination issues Kennedy's talking about? And Kennedy's not really addressing this. Kennedy's a latecomer to the vaccine issue and debate. There were three of us at the beginning. I was the third. I was not the first. You had Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, was a great leader in this field. And then Mayor Eisenstein, Chicago pediatrician, was outstanding. And then along came Horowitz. And so basically Kennedy is a real latecomer. And he now, if you look, he's trying to avoid politically, to be politically correct, to avoid what he now knows, that the vaccines are the principal cause of illness across the United States. So the Project MAHA can go nowhere unless we address the fundamental intoxication and pollution of human bodies via injections and intoxications from vaccinations. And that this is the critical issue. And it just stands out that this is such a whitewashing fraud, a continuation of the same old, same old. And you have to realize, okay, where does Republican Brad Wenstrup get his funding? From the Political Action Committee for the Republican Party. Well, who finances that? Take a look at Merck. Take a look at Pfizer. Take a look at GlaxoSmithKline. Take a look at even Moderna, the people who are making the money. They're the ones that have been funding and campaign financing his election. So I'm disgusted, John. Excuse me, I'm sure you're equally disgusted, but frankly.
Absolutely, I am. Let's see, Doctor, we got a call and hold here. We got JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine. Perfect. Go ahead.
Dr. Horowitz, basically, we were all banned. It's all coming out now. I was banned, John was banned, you were banned, even though my friend Michael Jaco, I put a video out last week, and his whole name is banned. He can't even put up a name because we're all against the vaccine. Now, I got a question for you because I might be going on air next week, and I'm going to talk about it. We got to keep talking about it because the consequences of those mRNA shots, I think, are still with us with the autoimmune disease, turbo cancers, things of that nature, graphene. But what I believe, I like to look at it as a bioweapon. And if you look at it from this angle, the communist Chinese developed this in Wuhan. It was stolen from us through Canada. We know that. The CIA did cover up. Now they reneged. They came out and said, yeah, it was made in Wuhan. It was a bioweapon. But what I think it was is a binary weapon using the mRNA vaccination, because what the mRNA did is it created these spike proteins, which were unnatural, which had HIV in them, and that's what screwed up everybody's immune system. Now, the reason I say that, because I read an old Russian general. He was, I don't know if he was the guy that was murdered in Moscow, but he was one of the high-level bioagent guys. And he said they had experimented with mRNA, and they found it to be a failure. Now, if you take what he said and look at what the Sinovax was and the Sputnik vax, they did not use mRNA. They used a dead virus, and they used a natural, you know, basic virus like the polio. And none of those people had side effects. The Chinese didn't have side effects. The Russians didn't have side effects. And they gave out millions of the shots. So is my theory correct? Do you think it was a binary weapon? It was not just the spike protein, but the spike protein together with the vaccination, the mRNA, is what caused
right.
all these problems.
Yeah. You know, study. Have you read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola yet?
I got it. I read part of it, but I haven't.
Okay, once you get into it, you'll see that COVID-19 is virtually, it operates exactly like HIV-AIDS does. It's an mRNA, reverse transcriptase enzyme-mediated immune-suppressive pro-cancer trigger that specifically does what you're talking about. It uses mRNA to reprogram the DNA to basically cause the leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, immune suppression, cancer complex that we never had on planet Earth. Now we have AIDS. That's what it is. And so that's mRNA, and that's how it's used. And then, like you're talking about, you've got it right. It's the spike protein antigen that comes not only with the vaccinations, because the vaccines are inducing the DNA, part of the corruption, and the bioweapon itself for long-term immune suppression and cancer induction is this then taking over the DNA to output more spike protein antigens. So number one, spike protein antigen is the bioweapon and is the advanced function death null. And the other issue is that the virus itself, which before Dr. Daszak had it, at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Dr. Barrick had it before the Canadians got involved. Fauci was financing Barrick at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and his lab actually developed it. Then there was this, you know, snafu about it being a biological weapon illegally produced in the United States, so they gave it to Daszak and sent it over to China. That's how it came out of Wuhan.
Okay.
But basically, yeah. you're right on. I would just go back into the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and see that this is what we're dealing with, the mRNA and the spike protein attachment mechanism. That's why, John, on your show here 4 years ago, I said that COVID-19 was virtually the patent outcome, the outcome of Fauci's inner circle patenting the AIDS technology. That's what they did. Because the attachment mechanism, the issue was how do you get these viruses to suppress the human immune system to induce cancers, which is the profitable depopulation agenda. So this is what they did in determining the stealth virus. Now, please reread Dr. John Martin, W. John Martin, MD, PhD. He wrote the foreword to my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And he's a brilliant man, a brilliant man. And in fact, in my most recent science paper on this issue of cancer induction from COVID, he's featured. His work is in pioneering stealth virus technology. His credentials include he was the director of the forerunner to the FDA. It was called the Bureau of Biologics for the government of the United States.
Wow.
And they tested all of the vaccinations for purity and the risks. And he came out very much powerfully in support of my work. He wrote the foreword to the book. Read that section. And I think if you go up on medicalveritas.org, which is my medical journal online, medicalveritas.org, and read the science article, the peer-reviewed science article that was published by Acta Scientific Medical Journal, and it's reprinted. I think it's reprinted up or it's linked on medicalveritas.org.
Can I plug your book if I go online? Is there a right if I plug your book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola?
It's up on Amazon Kindle.
Okay, Amazon Kindle. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, that's quite all right. So, but anyway, John Martin's work is brilliant, and it has everything to do with this issue of how we're going to get out of this mess with COVID, because it's a stealth virus we're dealing with. And so if you diagnose what the pathogenic process is, then you can develop remedies. Now, my remedy is where, you know, John Moore's remedy is looking at the energy, the whole field of energy medicine. So that this is where I think we have to go. That's why my next science report on 528 frequency of gold and silver, it happens now that there's definitive knowledge, and it's been published that the main resonance energy of gold is 528. So that's a whole other issue. We'll talk about it in a future show. But basically,
weren't the ancients drinking that, like the monolithic gold and things? Like they said Moses, the reason he lived so long is because he was ingesting gold. Monolithic. It's an ancient story. I don't know if it's true or not. But.
Well, that's reasonable under the facts that I'm looking at now and the science that's proving the evidence. Because, yes, gold is used in medicine. It's been used for therapy for skin disorders, pemphigus. It really is a profoundly beneficial to not overdo it. But yet, think about, you know, the whole Midas story, you know, how gold itself. It's interesting that Trump's kind of like, you know, his enrichment, his color is gold. Everything he touches turns to gold, right? You know, it has an energy. And what's now been proven is that that energy in light is 528 nanometers of light. Now, that I could go on for two shows and just talk about that and its ramifications and the earlier prophetic revelations in the book that we did. That's my number one bestseller on Amazon. It's Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. In a nutshell, that lays out the original musical scale. In the original musical scale, the miracle frequency was gold. The gold offering for the temple of the holiest of holies was gold. And that frequency was 528. In the Bible code that we decrypted, Dr. Joseph Puleo got that intelligence from, he claimed Jesus, and I believe him. Jesus came to him in a vision, gave him this information. He then brought it to me. He says, you're the guy. I prayed for you to come to my life, and you're the guy to bring this to the world. So that's how I got involved. But basically, it deals with energy medicine. It blows the whole lid off of this whole pharmaceutical paradigm, this chemical paradigm, because we're spiritual beings fundamentally. So how we're going to get out of this mess has everything to do with 528 frequency. I call it Love 528. It has everything to do with what I call liquid God, which is water, which is the essence of DNA, the heart of DNA. Why DNA works is because it's got a special kind of water called structured water, and it receives and transmits sound and light signals that really keeps us basically healthy. And this is how the Holy Spirit works to do healing. How we heal, how we go to sleep at night feeling dreadful, wake up in the morning, suddenly, you know, we're refreshed. How does that happen? It happens because all night long, God has been blessing us with love, pure tone, love, 528, and it's coming into our DNA, and it's being sent out to the rest of the body, and by the morning, you're feeling better. So this is how healing works. It's all energy, and we're spiritual beings, and that's... Go ahead.
I agree with you. I just want to interject real quick. You should check out the new LifeWave Life Water. They're going to be putting light infused into structured water, and it's coming out. This new product's coming out next year.
Yeah, you know, I know. I was one of their top salesmen in the beginning because I was promoting this stuff because Steve Halterwanger, who's a genius, who wrote a chapter two. My book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, it's another great book. Halterwanger was involved. David Schmidt, I know. He's a great guy. He's a very bright guy. The whole life wave technology is where it's at. You know, there's the patches are coming out. They're starting to use this technology. But where I'm going with it is I'm branding electroceuticals. If you go to healthyworldstore.com, that's my store, healthyworldstore.com. It's also healthyworldshop.com. You'll see that I'm starting to really plug electroceuticals because it utilizes this whole concept of homeopathy. But it's even better than homeopathy. You know, homeopathy has been suppressed because of the Rockefeller cartel way back. You had the manipulation of the whole medical field. Abraham Flexner was a lawyer for the Rockefellers and basically assigned to disparage homeopathy and acupuncture and all the other alternatives.
Hold on, gentlemen. We've got our last break. We're right back. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, you've got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, so just to for closure, this whole concept of using water and the whole concept of homeopathy now with the revelations in science regarding frequency and frequency therapeutics, you start to put frequencies into water along with botanicals and herbs and things like essential oils and homeopathic remedies that we have now in medicine, in alternative medicine, complementary medicine, natural medicine, we rely upon very effectively. You integrate this whole concept of homeoalchemy and spirit remedies because we're spiritual beings. So to remedy a spiritual being, you need a spirit remedy. And what that now technology enables us to do with understanding how frequency is carried, like we've talked about here, from a homeopathic remedy, ideally used with prayer. And that's why I use OxySilver with 528. And I say every time you use it with prayer because the science has not only proven the efficacy of prayer, but because it's designed to be used with prayer. It enhances that energy coming out of your heart, which is the pure channel broadcast to the Creator and the heavenly throne, whereby you pray for healing and it comes by grace. And so that's a frequency, it's a radio, it's a communion divine, it's communication with the divine. And so this is really where now integrating this into science, from science, proof in science, into the whole field of electroceuticals and understanding that we're combining homeoalchemy because it's homeopathics plus it's alchemy. And what is alchemy? Alchemy is simply using frequencies to shift the energy and the orbitals of the electrons in the elements. So, and anyway, that's where I think certainly the main investors in the pharmaceutical cartel, they're suppressing those of us who have this knowledge, who've been outputting truth, life-saving truths about not only risks of vaccinations, but all the alternatives in medicine. But they're also investing heavily in this field. This is where the action is at right now. Pfizer, Moderna, the top experts are involved in frequency therapeutics, and they're looking at this ish at the dynamics of diagnosing through graphene and graphene injections and the biotechnology, the nano bioelectronics that they've been injecting and experimenting with. This is where it enables them to advance this entire field of energy medicine.